2 Samuel chapter 21. Sometimes the strength of a mother is greater than natural laws. An extraordinary mother who does her best to keep the respect for her children and nephews who had been hanged and lay in the sight of all. Then Rizpah, the mother of two of the men, spread sackcloth upon a rock and stayed there through the entire harvest season to prevent the vultures from tearing at their bodies during the day and wild animals from eating them at night. Birds of prey during the day and wild beasts in the night. Such are the enemies of our children and grandchildren. Rizpah serves as a great example of stubborn intercession. How many mothers spend entire nights praying for their children patiently until the rain of healings or restoration arrive. The king hears of the mother's devotion and gives her children a dignified burial. The king not only listens to our prayers, but also observes our actions, and in response, he restores his own. Prayer as it comes from the saint is weak and languid. When the arrow of a saint's prayer is put into the bow of Christ's intercession, it pierces the throne of grace. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world care and birds me at the Father's throne, makes all my wants and wishes known, in seasons of distress and grief. My soul has often found relief, and often escaped the temper's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer.